the communique we made is quite clear in the sense that the incident that happened on 15 in Juba now has blown the country into, we can say, entirely a civil war now. And not necessarily the media report of 500 people being dead, but it is more than that. I was one of those who survived. So if the political leaders accused of the alleged coup are being held and the fighting continues, then it doesn't make sense. So the only reasonable thing the president could do is to release them and begin the process of dialogue with those who are alleged to have made the attempted coup. So the more he detains them, the more the violence continues. And this is not in the interest of South Sudan, and at the same time, it's not in the interest of the president leadership.
As I understand, the position of the South Sudanese government is that these people who are detained are in effect responsible for an attempted coup d'etat, and they won't release them because of that.
So far, the president has not produced any evidence to prove that these guys were responsible for coup d'etat. He has not produced any evidence. The time the incident occurred, it happened when I was in Juba. It happened among the presidential guards. So they were the ones fighting among themselves. We know the nature of the coup. If the coup could happen, these generals, some of these guys detained are army generals. They would not have been bought by the government forces. There's no way that this guy could start a coup and then they would be caught by the government. Never. We know them. Men like General Majak and those General Gier Chuang, they would not have been caught. But we believe that the fact that 11 of them were still in the town and some of them were collected in their homes, there is a lot of argument to connect the attempted coup and the arrest. It is in the best interest of South Sudanese and in interest of the president to release them.